previously on Podcast Without Pretense.
I don't think he's coming back, man. I really don't think he's coming back after that.
You know, I think what we could really do, if we get it together, we can do this show, I think, every freaking day. Every day.
It sounded good. Like, the everyday plan was really good. It just fell through. Like, I had a thing to do. You had a thing to do.
That was a great episode, though. That episode also without Jonathan Strickland. I'm Ayaz Akhtar.
I'm Eric Sandin.
And together we form...
And we don't have a tagline because Jonathan's not here.
Together we form two-thirds of a tagline-less team. Do you want to be a P, a W, or a P?
I'll be one of the P's because it seems like that's more of a group thing because there's at least two of them.
I'll be the W because there's double of it.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough.
Anyway, so if you don't watch this show, neither do I. We don't watch this show. We haven't done the show in like 6 months. Why? Because Jonathan was in Ireland. I was lazy. Eric, what was your excuse?
Did I have an excuse any of those times? It was mainly just that I didn't feel like it, I guess. I wasn't going to push for it to happen. That's not going to happen.
Today, I was basically guilted by Jonathan Strickland to do the episode since we hadn't done one in a month. I was like, you know what? He's probably right. If we're going to have album art that was made by the awesome Tom Gehrke, we might as well do an episode. And if we were going to have GFQnetwork.com broadcasting us and actually hosting our stuff, we might want to give them content, you know, because they're doing all the work.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
So what the hell are you up to?
What the hell am I up to? I don't know. Nothing. Actually, the interesting thing that happened to me this week is I have two kittens that live in my bathroom now. So that's fantastic.
Where did they come from?
My roommate works at a motorcycle dealership, and there apparently was a ton of stray cats. And the animal humane here won't take them if they're too young to spay and neuter, and if they're not, you know, sociable around people. So I have now a puppy that lives in my house, a full-grown cat, and two kittens who are living in the bathroom because they can't hang out with any of the other animals in my house.
It's fantastic. Like a terrible idea. You basically have given yourself a guaranteed sad days in the future when these cats die. Did you think about that, you idiot?
Well, it wasn't my decision. My roommate brought them home. But, I mean, I don't think they're going to die. One of them has already been, is going to be adopted. There's another one whose name is Popcorn, which is cute. But the reason his name is Popcorn is when he tries to attack you, he makes this really scary popping sound. No one wants to adopt him yet.
Well, then that's a real freaking problem. I've got two dogs. I got to transport them across the country. And I was like, yeah, I can do this. No problem. I did this a couple years ago. I'm going to use Pet Airways. They're an airline that had, they'd take out all the seats in the cabin. They actually put in dog crates and pet crates so the dog's going to be in a climate-controlled environment. They stop overnight across the country so they can walk the dogs. Sounds all great and good until I try to book a flight with them. What was that?
Oh, I was going to say that's a real thing because that sounds amazing.
It was up till last year. It turns out that the goddamn airline closed because of money issues. Go figure. 2013 was their last year. Apparently, they were leaving a lot of pet owners stranded because people showing up to the airport and they're like, we can't take you. We got nothing. And there was a New York Times piece about this. And I was just fucking pissed because I'm like, oh, yeah, we swear on the show, that I didn't have an airline. And so Liz has been doing the research for me. And basically, the prices have gone way the hell up, which is probably why Pet Airways went out of business. So, like, instead of it being like $1,500 to $1,600, it's going to cost $3,000 to take two Labradors from California to my apartment in Manhattan. Now, they actually are doing door to door pickup. So, they're going to pick up the dogs in Petaluma. So, I don't go to San Francisco. And then
they'll take them. Would it not be cheaper for you to just drive straight out there with all your crap?
I don't think that's humanly possible by me. I would go so fucking crazy in a car for that long that it would be – it's like what will that ad cost me? It's not going to cost me $3,000. It's going to cost me my sanity, potentially my relationship with Liz, because if she's stuck in the car with me that long, I'm bound to be an asshole. The dogs might piss me off. I just chuck them out. So I might lose everything, Eric.
I was going to say, sanity aside, because that's gone already. The relationship and the dogs, though, all right, maybe worth more than $3,000.
And the craziest thing, I'm going to say some horrible things about the dogs now. So, like, $3,000 to ship these dogs back to New York. It's not like their vet bills disappear. It's not like they won't ever eat again. This is $3,000, a fee I'm going to pay just to keep paying for these dogs.
So what you're telling me is that for $3,000, you could buy a fancier dog in New York.
I could buy 2.5 fancy fucking dogs, purebred Labradors, and get new ones from New Hampshire brought in. But I wouldn't do that. What I would do is say, no, I'm buying myself a vintage Aibo from Sony. It costs about $1,500. Motherfucker, when it dies, I'm like, yeah, you know, I can repurpose it as some kind of PDA. I think this would be totally fine. But
yeah,
and they don't shed.
That's true. They do not shed. But, I mean, they're worse for the environment. I mean, the batteries, the electronics. Yeah.
You're right. Dogs are biodegradable.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
The fake dogs are not yet. But we're not getting yet.
So if they would just make dogs out of some kind of corn syrup plastic thing or corn, totally a viable solution. So I've been planning my move. It's been a real pain.
But wait, so when is the move actually happening? Like, you've been planning it.
Yeah, well, so the thing was, I didn't have my keys to my apartment until like last week. So then I finally had my keys. I'm like, yes, now I truly believe I have somewhere to go. June 21st is the day I think I'm flying out. But the real thing is, I have to fill out the dog's paperwork today. And once that's done, then I can actually book my flight, because I need to know where they're landing, when they're landing, so I can get. I gotta beat them home.
Right. Are you packing everything up and having a moving company take it out?
What I'm gonna be doing in the next week is trying to sell or donate as much crap as humanly possible. I'm probably gonna try to bring I'm trying to bring as little things as possible. I think my apartment's about 500 square feet, maybe. So.
Yeah.
It's tiny, but we got a floor plan. I'm excited. And what's up?
What does a floor plan mean? It's 500 square feet, but we've got a floor plan.
Hey, at least listen. I've seen some really fucked up apartments that are shaped like an island. So it's just really thin. Well, not an island. I think I meant more Manhattan Island. Really thin and like narrow, but long. And the problem with this is that you can't really set it up in any which way. This apartment's floor plan is pretty nice because it's got a dedicated living room. It's got a one bedroom, and it's got this little living room sunken. So when you walk in, there's a little dining area that's set off. So it's got defined areas, which is nice in the Upper West Side. I'm excited to be in the Upper West Side. Are you still in freaking like Albuquerque?
I am. I'll leave here eventually, but it's so cheap, man. But then again, every time the summer rolls around, I'm just like, it's so damn hot.
It's like, I knew you were in Albuquerque because of the Ducks. So you could fool me at any time.
What did the Ducks have to do with anything?
I seriously doubt that you're going to pack that thing up and reset it somewhere else. And be like, you know what? This is my space. Ducks go behind me.
You know what? That Ducks poster is an IKEA poster, and the reason why it's fantastic is it has the mounting hardware built into it. Like $15 at IKEA. It's my favorite thing I've ever bought at IKEA.
I thought you said mounting hardware. Like, what the fuck is mounting hardware?
Yeah. No, it just goes away after I'm done with it.
That's perfect. It doesn't leave any stains on the wall, except for a fire.
Yeah.
So you're drinking a some kind of stone. I've got a Deschutes freshly hopped. I have to look at a fresh squeeze. That's what it's called. Fresh squeezed from Deschutes. Deschutes never lets me down. You've got a stone what?
I've got the stone Saison, which is, I think, new to be bottled. and it's very good. I'm okay with it.
What is the saison taste? Like, what is that like? Is it like a Belgian? Does it taste like a wheat beer? What is that?
It's a Belgian ale that's a bit sour usually, and usually has spices in it.
And that coriander and paprika crap, is it?
Well, there's probably coriander in it. I don't know.
Isn't that what's in Blue Moon?
I have no idea. I don't really like Blue Moon. It tastes like nothing.
Well, that's true. I think Coors owns Blue Moon. All right, so today is Tuesday. Have you seen or heard from Jonathan Strickland since his trip to Ireland?
So I've heard he's on another vacation as far as I know. Like, I'm not really sure.
Let's see. I'm going to check his email to find out what happened. Oh, he did tell me via IM. He said, like, he has no microphone. He has really spotty internet connection, and I don't know where the hell he is. So I'm assuming that he's been killed.
I'm pretty sure right now he is currently in North Carolina.
Wearing a sombrero, passed out in the town square of Charlotte, yeah. North Carolina. You will find Jonathan Strickland.
I actually said to my girlfriend yesterday, she was like, are you guys recording tomorrow? And I was like, I think so, but I think Jonathan's on vacation again. Wait, there's no way he's on vacation again because he was just in Ireland.
Well, maybe Ireland was wrong. Was he in Ireland for work? We don't know. We have no idea. This is how close we are. We have no idea what the schedules are. And the funny thing is, I've been listening to tech stuff on the bus a lot. So I feel like I've been talking to this guy this whole time. It's like, but I haven't talked to him in like 6 weeks. So pretty good pieces
I'm pretty sure they pre-record a lot of that.
No. As far as I'm concerned, he was live and he was like broadcasting directly to my iPad. And when I hit pause, they received a signal that said, no, hang on. I just need to get off the bus now. And that's what happened. And he and Lauren sat there and waited. They actually had some really good pieces on the history of HBO. Three parts, which I didn't think would be three parts, was really good. The history of handheld video games, two parts. Very good. It's good stuff. So this is amazing. John Strickland not even on the show, and I'm promoting his crap. Tech stuff. He says, after this vacation, I'm pretty sure I don't have any conflicts on the calendar until September/October. May was a very hectic month. So we'll be doing regular shows again.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be totally set up once I move real easily.
Yeah, I mean, when we were doing just audio, we did learn every time that the longer between recordings, the more listeners we gathered. So
we probably gained like 1,000 listeners and video viewers since our last episode. The longer the gaps, they just miss us so much. They just subscribe and they're like, hey, maybe one day they'll come back. And then we do and they're like, shit, they suck.
And then the sad part is we've been doing this for three years since the beginning.
I'm going to look up PWP or pwpshow.wordpress.com, the old blog. It used to be on Postgres. This is how old the show is. This show used to be hosted on Postgres back when Postgres existed before Twitter bought them and destroyed them or basically swallowed them whole. This started in August of 2011.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
And the funny thing, we've been doing this show for far too long and it's not even a show. It's devolved to, how's it going? What did you have for lunch today? What did you have for lunch today?
That's what the listeners want.
Yeah, they want to know what happened. What did you have for lunch today?
Yeah. Oh, what did I have for lunch today? I had, I've been going to this awesome co-working space that is also home to a test kitchen where like food trucks make their food for the day. So I had free pulled pork for lunch.
Have I told the story where I paid $10 and didn't have lunch?
I haven't heard it, so go on.
All right. So I had an appointment, and it lasted an hour. I only get an hour for lunch anyway, only an hour. That's a long freaking time. But I used up that entire hour in the appointment. So I'm like, I'm going to get something nice to eat. I go to a place called Ovo, O-V-O. And this place, they have like chicken and rice with a sauce and broccoli. That's what I'm asking for. Pretty freaking easy to make. I get my little, pay my $9 for food. I get my little coaster that buzzes and glows when you're ready. And then I see two people behind me order the same thing. I'm like, okay, cool. I sit down. And then, you know, 5 minutes ticks by. And I'm like, that's not so bad. 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes tick by. Then the guy behind me in line gets his food first. I'm like, hey, what was that? And they're like, oh, he had a different sauce. I said, okay, cool. Then the person behind him, after 20 minutes of me waiting there, he got his food. Now, I don't even know what the hell he got. I know he got chicken. I know he got rice. And he got sauce. But it wasn't the same sauce. The guy behind the counter is like looking at me apologetically, and I just lost it. It's been 20-something minutes. I looked at my stupid coaster, and I slammed it on the table, and I said, are you serious? And I'm like, and I tell myself, okay, you're not going to be that guy with a story. Well, these people won't have a story about me later on for really losing my fucking mind, because I was seriously pissed, and I was hungry. You never want to talk to me when I'm hungry, let alone being the person who was holding the food back. So I left it there. I walked out. I think I had like a protein bar or something when I got back to my desk, because my lunch break, which I basically abused because I got an hour, I had to wait 20 minutes to not get food. Got back to my office at like an hour and a half. Thankfully, my bosses are very nice. They're like, okay, you know, sometimes this happens. You know, don't worry about it. Just a colossal waste of time. So if you're in San Francisco, by 2nd Street, and you go to Ovo, avoid Ovo unless you've got a whole fucking day to get your food. Absolutely furious. I want to go back in there and be like, you still owe me a goddamn lunch. But I don't want to do that for the fact of having to talk and explain my scenario. Other than I could sprint this podcast in. Like, hey, watch this. This is what happened.
It's true. You should send them this so you can be like, there are tens of listeners who will never come to your restaurant.
That's right. Go to the Indian place. I don't even like Indian food. There are two Indian places nearby. Go to
Tava. Powerful man.
Go to Tava North Indian restaurant. Go there.
The pizza place that we went to by your office was all right.
Umbria. Umbria is very nice, except like it's like you're going to be sitting down there. You're not going to be bringing a pizza back.
That's true. Like a food.
Anyway, hey, does this happen to you at all at restaurants? You're a white guy. Do white people like start talking to you and go, hey, where are you from? Where are you really from?
At restaurants?
Anywhere. Cabs?
No.
Maybe even like a convenience store?
I mean, it happens to me out here when I'm talking to people and they go, where are you from? Because they know, obviously, I'm not from the Southwest. Because apparently I have some sort of accent that they can identify that is not from here. But other than that, no.
You're from Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
And you got a heavy Baltimore accent.
Do I? Because I have no idea.
No, it sounds totally Midwestern. You sound like a newscaster, like Diane Sawyer. So congratulations there.
And that's what I think. I'm like, every time somebody asks me that, I'm just like, my accent seems perfectly neutral. I don't know what the hell you people are talking about.
I went into a convenience store to buy beer. This guy of dark complexion looks at me. He goes, where are you from? I go, I live around the corner. It's true, because I walked there. He goes, no, where are you really from? Like I'm from New York. That's the other thing. Like, I can keep doing this because now, where are you really from? Well, I grew up in Queens. Where are you from? I was born in Brooklyn. They keep asking the question. It's like, I didn't lose an accent, you assholes. Like, this is what I sound like. The accent I actually lost was a New York accent. I had a heavy New York accent. I removed it because it was not advantageous. It was, you know, it was kind of a sloppy accent. I've had that in, what was the other place? I was somewhere else recently where a similar thing happened where anybody who has a dark complexion wants to speak to me as if we are in the same struggle together. I'm like, no, we're not. No, I'm a tech guy. You know, like, I'm not a programmer. I'm an editor. Like, I'm not that guy. So you don't have this stuff happening to you very often. You should experience it. It's lots of fun. You can really bond with your brethren with heavy accents.
I will have to experience that at some point. I don't know. Like, yeah, I have nothing. Nothing to compare. Except for the fact that, like, you know, there's a huge, like, Hispanic population here and things like that. So, like, every now and then, I'm definitely the minority in a room or a shop space or something like that. So it's totally happened to me before where the only white guy in the room will walk over and be like, "What's up?"
In Petaluma.
That's happened before.
In Petaluma, when Liz and I go out, every now and then I'll go, "Hey, we're doing that thing again." She goes, "What?" I go, "We're the only minorities in the room again." So looking around, it's like, it's true. It's freaking creepy as all hell.
You're in Petaluma. Petaluma. I mean, that's like going to Aspen and not being, you know, pale.
Oh no, I'm not surprised by it. I'm not surprised.
By the way,
I'm
sorry for our listeners in Aspen. There may be one.
Yes, and if you're in our Aspen audience, we would like you to be introduced to our new Indiegogo. That we'll be unveiling soon, which is Aspen Pay for Podcasts Without Pretense. We'll have that link at some point. And you can pay us hundreds of dollars per episode not to do episodes. I think that'll be a very successful thing. Taxi Cab in the chat room asked, "Do you think you're going to get that New York accent back?" No. Not at all. The only thing I realize I do in New York is I speak much faster in New York. Because everyone speaks faster in New York. So I'm terrified of that, actually. Because
I
don't want to do that.
Well, it's like the walking fast thing. Like growing up in a city and then moving somewhere that's not a city. I'm still constantly annoyed by the fact that people just are walking too slow. Like, they have nowhere to go.
I work in the city every day. I came back. One day I was working from home. It was like the first day I got to work from home for like, I'd say about 6 weeks, and I actually went out in the afternoon to take care of some errands. And everybody was driving 20 miles an hour. People are letting people go by. I'm like, I'm on my fucking lunch break. What are you people doing? And I'm like, okay, can't keep yelling. Be bad. Just, it was tremendously painful to go back to the small town, slow pace. It's weird. I get easily addicted to cities. It'll be nice again to not have a car. I look forward to this. No more car payments. Of any kind, no maintenance, no nothing. Going to be so happy.
No, my girlfriend gets excited anytime we go to a city. She's like told me, she's like, "I get excited when we go to a city because you're just so like excited and on top of things and know where we're going, even though you don't know. But you'll just walk."
Well, yeah, because you're gonna find something.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no. Every city to me is relatively the same. Just go until you get there.
Have you been to Boston?
Yes. Many times.
So you're aware of Boston's history, the fact that, like, I think a good chunk of it didn't exist when they first planned it out and they took landfill, created more roads, basically explaining why the roads of Boston are completely and utterly fucked up. Because you're like, why is there like a triangular point here? Because there wasn't anything there at that point. Then right. They kept making more roads. That's why you have to turn, like when you're turning, it's like, okay, now turn sharp right. They don't mean like 90 degrees. They mean like turn 178 degrees. Because they didn't quite figure out this road plan. And the signs are still terrible. And I went to school in Boston, by the way. This is why I'm ragging on it. Because that freaking city, loved the subway system. Really,
it's
easy.
It's horrible to drive around. Horrible. Yeah.
It's not a grid. Like, New York's a big,
that's why,
grid.
Like, DC was, so when I moved, people would call me who still lived in DC and ask me for directions. And I'm just like, dude, I don't even live there anymore. But it's a grid. So, like, they would call me and I'd still know where to tell them to go. I'd be like, oh, you're, you know.
It's math class. It's like, okay, well, if you're in this quadrant and right. you want to go to the northwest quadrant, go up and to the left.
It's like, are you okay. on a number or a letter street? Okay. Are you on a state street? Okay. I know where you are.
Totally works. Petaluma, they do have A, B, C, D, and E street. I don't know if there's an F street, but I don't know why they're named after just single letters. Oh, man, it's going to be so weird. I was going to say, I'm having a going away party, folks. Big going away party, not live streaming it, on Friday the 13th. So what could possibly go wrong on that day?
Is there one of those?
What's that?
I said, is there one of those this month?
This month, yes. Next Friday, actually. Well, not this Friday. I've been getting into this discussion a lot. Is the Sunday coming up next Sunday or Sunday?
You know, I don't know. I always say next Sunday. Or I guess this Sunday, because Sunday's past. So,
right, but see, when I think this Sunday, I think that was like 2 days ago. Because
no.
That was this Sunday they passed.
It's all based on context. I really have no answer for you. You want me to make something interesting in this? Because I got nothing.
You don't need to be interesting. I just want a fucking ruling here. I just want to know what the answer is, because I don't know what the answer is. It's like bi-weekly. Like, it's either twice a week or every other week. Like, why does it mean both? It shouldn't.
I don't know. This Sunday or next Sunday? Yeah, I don't know. So you mean the next... You mean the Sunday coming up or the Sunday after that is your comparison here?
So, like, what's today? Tuesday? So, like, if you
today
went
just
straight ahead, you kept going towards the future, the first Sunday you hit, to me, is next Sunday.
Right.
Because otherwise, I'd say 2 Sundays from now.
Would you ever actually say 2 Sundays from now?
No, I'd actually just say the date. That clarifies all things.
Right. So really the question is, just stop it. Sunday or next Sunday is the upcoming Sunday. Anything other than that, and I require a date.
I totally misunderstood you. I think what should happen is the date for every fucking thing. Somebody's saying Sunday, next Sunday. I'm like, what's the date? Because just there's no confusion as to that, unless they're like across the globe, which that's a pretty specific example.
And to get more specific, I'd rather have the date in actual Unix time, because I just spent a few hours calculating the difference in Unix time, and now I understand it pretty well.
What the hell is Unix?
The date since, what is it? Some day in 1970 that's elapsed till now in milliseconds.
And why would you need to know this at all?
Because that's how computers work.
I'm actually putting a link in the chat room. The current Unix timestamp. So, okay, when do you use this information?
So, what I was doing was calculating out a date that something was modified versus the date somebody's accessing it, right? So I'm grabbing the date from their computer in a browser, right? So I tell JavaScript, grab the current date. That current date comes back to me in Unix time. And I need to calculate how long it's actually been since Unix time to current date, and then whether or not it's been 30 days.
Sounds
Does it make sense?
Me.
Hell no. But it's, January 1st, 1970 is the day.
If that's the standard, that's the standard. End of story.
Yeah. It makes it really easy to calculate, actually, once you understand what the hell's going on.
All right. So I gotta get on my dog paperwork to get these dogs the heck out of California. It's going to be like, I think this is their second cross-country flight. It should be their last cross-country flight, because they're old, and I'm horrible. Should we look to the future?
Sure.
There's no lag there. That's just Eric would be like really thinking about it. It's like, oh, maybe. Next week on Podcast Without Pretense.
Oh, fucking hell. he's not coming back.
I think this vacation has taken a permanent tinge.